Just a few communities outside the Great Lakes Basin are currently allowed to take water from the lakes, but more cities like Waukesha and some private companies have been eyeing diversions. They've questioned whether Great Lakes officials can restrict access to the water. So the eight governors and two Canadian provincial leaders have rewritten their withdrawal criteria to what Ohio Governor Robert Taft says is a reasonable standard.
A standard that looks at use within the basin, a standard that deals with diversion outside the basin. You have to make sure you have a uniform standard.
The new plan would only allow more water withdrawals if water was immediately returned to the lakes and if the lake's condition was improved. Analysts say that would make it very hard for southwestern states to get Great Lakes water. The language may also make it hard for Waukesha, just outside the surface water basin, to get water from Lake Michigan. The city argues a surface water withdrawal would allow more slow-moving groundwater to flow back towards the lake. Wisconsin Governor Doyle contends Waukesha is not out of the running yet.
Whether it's Waukesha or anybody, they should understand that what we are creating now is a way for the decision to be made in a way that is based on science and good practice, as opposed to one in which one governor can simply say it's not going to happen.
Waukesha Mayor Carol Lombardi says city officials plan to read the governor's so-called Annex 2001 document, but she says Lake Michigan water is likely to remain on her list of options.
And we're going to again look in every direction that there is potential for us to find the best source and again the most cost-efficient kind of delivery of water to our customers.
Environmental groups praise parts of the Annex 2001 plan, but they say one weakness is a lack of specifics about requiring thirsty cities to conserve water. There'll be several public hearings over the next few months on the new diversion proposal. It could take several years to be put in place. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.